Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I'm Jeff Phelps, Dan Menigan, my partner today, basking out today, enjoying the heat.
You do realize every time you bring up to Scott when training camp starts, it's the equivalent of looking at a kid and going, when do you go back to school?
Yes, I do it on purpose.
Okay. I just want to make sure that that's been established.
Well.
That was the worst when I was a kid. You would get these adults that would be like, oh, when do you go back? And you're like, no.
Too soon, woman.
Stop. It's the worst. Ugh. I hated that question.
Well. What we know now is that summer is actually here. If you don't know that, well, by golly, you should, because it's going to be 90 some odd degrees today. The folks at ESPN commissioned a couple of guys to put together something. One guy I know has been on our show, Aaron Schatz, an NFL analyst. Dano, you've had him on the show. And Seth Walder put together a team. And it's the NFL all quarter century team since we're in 2025. Best 53-man roster and coaches. So it wasn't just, you know, like, who's the best running back, that type of thing. So they put this thing together, and it was based on your productivity in a year that starts in two. So you could have been a player who came into the league in 1990, and you were still playing. But it's just based on your productivity from a year that starts in two.
Okay.
And I thought it was pretty interesting. And we'll just hit some of the highlights on it. But there are a couple of guys on it that we're going to want to pay particular attention to. Quarterbacks, I think, are pretty easy. Brady, Manning, Mahomes.
Yeah, I'd do it.
They also did a practice squad. They put Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees on their practice squad.
Those would also do it.
Yeah, hard to argue with that.
Yeah.
Their number one running back. You'll never get it. Ever. You will not get it.
I would say LaDainian Tomlinson would be mine.
He was on their practice squad.
Mm.
Priest Holmes.
His peak was insane. That dude was so good. The problem is once he left, Larry Johnson took over after that, and he also had success. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people were kind of like, well, it might be just the system the Chiefs are running.
That was something to think about. That's for sure.
By the way, I can remember two Chiefs running backs, and yet finding my keys was a 10-minute endeavor this morning. Just continue.
Priest Holmes was their number one running back, which I thought was kind of interesting. So good for him on that. I just lost the thing on my computer.
That is interesting, because I would have thought Jamal Charles would have been on there as well.
Yeah.
Because he was unbelievable until he got hurt.
He was really good.
Yeah.
It was Christian McCaffrey and Derrick Henry.
CMC. Yeah, those two make sense.
And then LaDainian Tomlinson was on their practice squad. They had a fullback. Pride of the Cloverleaf Colts, Kyle Juszczyk.
That makes sense.
From Medina County.
That makes sense.
Yeah, nice job, Kyle.
It would either be him or Lorenzo Neal. Those are the only two fullbacks I could think. Oh, Mike Allstott, I guess, technically was
Mike
a fullback.
Mike Allstott was tough.
Yeah.
Receivers, and if you're the Browns, I think you want to pay attention to this. Receivers, Randy Moss, Calvin Johnson, Julio Jones, T.O., Terrell Owens, Marvin Harrison, Justin Jefferson. What do all those guys have in common except maybe Marvin?
Tall?
Yep. All great, big, physical, tall wide receivers.
I got that going for me.
Yeah. And their practice squad guys were Antonio Brown, who's has some issues to deal with, and another big, strong, tall, physical wide receiver in Andre Johnson.
I was going to say, that's the name that was missing.
Yeah, he had. They put three tight ends on this team, Gronk, Travis Kelce, Tony Gonzalez, with Antonio Gates, the Kent Stater, on the practice squad.
That makes sense. He would be third.
I don't know, man. Antonio Gates was really good.
So was Tony Gonzalez, though.
I know.
Tony Gonzalez.
See, I mean, how do you argue with Gronk or Kelce or Gonzalez or Gates?
Yeah.
They had to put somebody on their practice squad.
That's the thing with these lists is somebody's going to end up
This is personally. Joe Thomas is the starting left tackle.
Makes total sense.
The other left tackle is Trent Williams.
That also makes
perfect sense. And they real quick little summation on Joe. In his 11 pro seasons, the mostly woebegone Browns.
Great word.
Thomas failed to reach the Pro Bowl only one time. That was in 2017, his final year. Six first-team All-Pro selections since 2000 are two more than any other tackle in that span, making him a slam-dunk choice for this team. Couldn't agree more. You know, the funny thing about it, and if you look at Joe now and you see Joe, I mean, what a positive guy. He was positive when he played and everything else. I still look at Joe Thomas's career here and I just think, dang it.
How did you
not capitalize on one of the greatest offensive linemen to ever play the game?
We all know the answer. I mean, it's as simple.
Yeah, I know.
It's sadly as simple as it comes. It's a really simple answer, which is that they had 150
You never gave
different
him a quarterback.
Plans. Yeah. They had 150 different plans and they followed none of them.
Yeah.
It just was this perpetual hunt for instant gratification.
Yep. Jason Kelce was the center on this team.
Makes sense.
Yep, the only one. They thought about Marquise Pouncey, but he didn't get the gig. And then they listed a couple other guys. Then you move to the defense. They had four edge rushers, and this is an all quarter of a century team, first quarter of the 2000s. DeMarcus Ware, Jared Allen, Julius Peppers on the practice squad, T.J. Watt and Michael Strahan, their fourth starter, Miles Garrett.
Yeah, one-man wrecking crew.
Ahead of T.J. Watt and Michael Strahan.
One-man wrecking crew. I mean, that's how you will describe Miles Garrett when he goes into the Hall of Fame. One-man wrecking crew.
And what they wrote about Miles, no edge player since he's entered the league in 2017 has accumulated more pass rush wins than his 522. And it's ahead of T.J. Watt by a bunch who has 467.
Miles Garrett and the complaints that people would have of Miles Garrett would always make my head spin a little bit.
Still make my head spin.
Because you would get these people, and you'll hear it every so often, of people going, well, he never gets the big sack when you need it. And it's like, what does that even mean? You're rushing the quarterback. You're getting him off his platform. You're flushing him out. You know, they do get paid to make plays, too. And they have two guys on him at any given time. And the best pass rusher he ever had on the other side was 1 year of Jadeveon Clowney.
That's true.
A guy who then didn't go any further on the team because he refused to go in on a third down and had to get, you know, ejected at the end of the season when they probably wanted to keep him.
They said that Miles did all this with the pass rush wins, blowing away T.J. Watt in that, despite having the third highest double team rate, 27% of all qualifying edge rushers.
It's why I think this year is going to be really interesting watching that defensive line, because if you're going to put Mason Graham there and you're going to put Mike Hall there and you're going to...
As long as Michael Hall's healthy.
Exactly.
And on the field.
And Obo Okoronkwo, and those four are going to get after it there. It's going to be tough to double team him. It's going to be tough to double team Miles Garrett because those other three can get some sacks and they can get after the quarterback too and get him off platform.
I would agree with that. They said Miles has made the most of his eight seasons, first team All-Pro nod four times. Four times in that. Those are the two Browns who made it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The D tackles were Aaron Donald, Calais Campbell, Chris Jones.
Yep,
I can see those. No Brown was even an alternate or on their practice squad. But it's an interesting little exercise. I love it when they look back and do stuff like that. Denzel Ward did not make it at corner.
That would have been the only other one I would have thrown out
there. Was thinking the same thing. And I wonder, you know, moving forward, is he a guy who moves into that caliber? The guys who were at the corner were Darrell Revis, Champ Bailey, Rondae Barber, Richard Sherman, Patrick Peterson, and Jalen Ramsey as the practice squatter.
All of that checks out.
How do you argue with that, right?
I can't argue with it, but I know Patrick Peterson will be the one a lot of people will go after, and it's just because the, you know, kind of like the Joe Thomas thing. The Arizona Cardinals have been a bad football team for a while, so you don't really watch a lot of cornerback play when your football team's bad.
Yep. Justin Tucker was the kicker, Shane Leckler the punter, Devin Hester return specialist. So good for them. Coaching staff, you ready, Dan?
They went Hester over Josh Cribbs. Interesting.
Yeah, they did.
That's really fascinating.
Hester's in the Hall of Fame. And their practice squatter was Cordarrelle Patterson.
I think, they just wanted him as a running back.
That guy's tough as a running back. Who was the head coach?
Bill.
Yep, that's exactly right. Who was the offensive coordinator?
Andy Reid.
Kyle Shanahan.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, they took him as coordinators. And then I love this one. The defensive coordinator was Wade Phillips, son of Bum. So there you go. You know, Wade is perfect example. Wade was okay as a head coach with Buffalo and with Denver. He was okay, but he wasn't great. And sometimes a guy just never gets that chance to really pop as a head coach. I remember when the Browns hired Bud Carson as head coach, and Bud came in, and Ernie Accorsi, who is a tremendous general manager, he was absolutely convinced that Bud Carson would make the transition from top-notch defensive coordinator to top-notch head coach. And I remember Ernie telling me afterwards, I was so convinced that guy was going to be a great head coach, and it just didn't work here. And the day that they hired Bill Belichick, we're in a press conference, and Ernie was just leaning up against a wall like somebody stole his dog. He did not look happy. There was Bill, and pretty soon Ernie was in New York.
There's nothing wrong with those guys. There's nothing wrong with the guys who are fantastic coordinators and bad head coaches. I mean, gosh, Norv Turner. Norv Turner was the perfect example of a great offensive mind, not a great head coach. You know, kind of had a couple 10-win seasons, that kind of stuff, but never made a whole lot of noise. It's just not where he belonged. He belonged as an offensive coordinator. You know, there's some of those guys who are just like that. They're just wired in that way that, hey, I'm here to, you know, basically be the head coach on offense, or I'm here to be the head coach on defense. I'm not here to be the total, you know, CEO of an organization that stands in front and listens to and talks to the media every single day and deals with all of those things. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong with that at all, is there? Coming up at 1 o'clock, Travis Hafner, former Indians first baseman, is going to join us. Coming up next, according to Shyam Charania, the NBA guru for ESPN, Cavaliers were in on the Kevin Durant trade talks. They were a wild card in the Durant trade talks. Maybe the core four is not as set as we are led to believe that it is, folks. Is that good? Our thoughts coming up on that, because I'm not so sure that the core four is set in stone, especially with the draft coming up this week and all kinds of things. It's Baskin and Phelps with Menigan on the Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.